we were notified by the SCDF team at about 10 plus in the morning that there is a fire outbreak in River Valley Road.
We received the VHF standby message for a case of a child with smoke inhalation. Shortly after, we got another standby message for second child casualty. From past experiences, I knew that a mini mass casualty situation was a possibility.
On the day itself, the VHF standby message came by through the radio system over here. After which, we write the profile of the patient that we are standing by for, the gender, the race, the age.
A VHF message is a very high frequency radio transmission from the SCDF op center to inform us to stand by for a case to be received in the resuscitation area. We quickly converted some pre-planned spaces within the critical care area to make space for incoming casualties.
We're not aware like how many number of casualties we will be receiving and the extent of injuries. So we have to quickly manage each patient, send up to the ward, and then we get ready for the next team to receive the next casualty.
In the back of my mind, I know that it is going to be a very stressful and challenging situations where we need to get our resources correct. I also have to make sure that the current patients that is in the critical care area also receive the equal treatments that they should receive.
The resuscitation area typically will receive what we call ABC issues, airway, breathing, circulation issues, and will require resuscitation efforts. So mostly the casualties had smoke inhalation injuries in addition to burns injuries.
Patients who are involved in fires, one of the key areas that we are concerned about is an inhalational injury. We are worried about the fire affecting their airway, then can cause swelling. So the anesthesia team comes in quite early on to help us ensure that the airway is secure and we'll be able to ensure that the babies, that the children continue breathing in a proper manner.
Then the plastic surgeons came down and reviewed each patient and ascertained the percentage burns and the requirement for burns treatment on their side.
I got a call at 11 o'clock and by the time we got there, it was within 15 to 30 minutes and there was already a flurry of activity in ICU. Everyone was busy, but yet it was very organized. When I walked into ICU, the nurses were able to tell me this patient came first, second patient, and so on and so forth. So I could systematically walk to every single one of them. And then I started my assessment of the burns by removing the temporary dressings and having a look at the burn wounds and also documenting them.
So what we did was there will be one senior physician and one senior nurse managing one case so that we can deliver a proper care and quality care for the patient.
For the critically ill pediatric casualties, for their continued management after the initial clinical stabilization has been achieved, they will have to be transferred to KK Hospital for that, as we are mainly an adult hospital.
There's a different treating adult and pediatrics. As children, the logistics and equipments are different from adult.
Logistically, it was also a challenge. However, with close communications and coordination with personnel from KK Children's ICU and KK Children's Emergency Department, all pediatric casualties were transferred safely in a timely manner.
After the incident, one of the things I thought about is the importance of fire safety, especially when kids are involved in our homes. In my tenure as a head, this is probably the first time we're receiving pediatric casualties from a fire of this scale.
Caring for the surge of critically ill pediatric patients was mentally challenging, as many of the staff are parents of young children as well. So in view of that, we checked in on the staff post shift by holding a debriefing session so that we could unpack emotionally as a group. I felt relieved that we managed to do the best that we could for every casualty. I felt very deep sadness for all those who were affected by the incident. Lastly, I felt grateful to the public and the migrant workers who first responded to the incident, as their act of bravery and quick thinking probably prevented more casualties from the incident.